Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to growing plants in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I have a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and sharing the importance of growing what you eat. I've been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is Create Spooky Halloween Planters. We are nearing the time of year when our summer planters are looking spent and many of us move in with mums. While mums and other fall flowers are a lovely way to move towards the holidays, I suggest this fun idea for spooky Halloween fun. Want to create a spooky Halloween planter? Keep reading. Or listening in this case. You'll need some spray paint. I suggest a low-cost black option as well as this fun glow-in-the-dark option from Rust-Oleum. You'll also need some scrap newspaper, trash bags, Amazon boxes, or similar to use so that paint overspray doesn't damage your surroundings. Think about other oddities to personalize your planters, things like branches, pumpkins, gourds, plastic spiders, and skulls. Create spooky Halloween planters. Stop watering your remaining plants for a few days to create a deathly vibe, or select planters that are already spent. Then, take care to shake well your chosen spray paint cans. Protect any nearby surfaces with scrap newspaper, trash bags, Amazon boxes, or similar. You don't want overspray when painting. Liberally spray your dead plants with black spray paint and allow to dry. Apply a second coat if needed and allow to dry. If you've decided to use glow-in-the-dark spray as well, spray selected sections or simply mist the plant so that you'll get a spooky, hazy look at night. Pro tip, this is a great time to add branches, gourds, etc., and consider spraying them too. After you've finished applying all paint, allow your arrangement to dry and add in fun extras like spiders, webs, skulls, monsters, or ghosts. Just like that, you've gotten some extra mileage from your summer plantings. This is a fun way to turn your planters into works of Halloween art. Come November 1st, you can remove the dead plants and consider new plants for the fall and winter.